Wait, what is Maundy Thursday? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. It's interesting to me which of the big Christian holiday services are people's favorites. Good Friday, Easter, Christmas, but Maundy Thursday? I've heard of Maundy Thursday, but I don't think I've actually ever been to a service for it. So what does it mean? Because here's a hint, it's kind of today. Well, let's talk about it together as we unlock today's Devo. It's called Maundy Thursday, Love and Service by Cindy Lee. Maundy Thursday is one of my favorite times in the church calendar. The evening service I attend is one I have always found deeply moving. Listening to scripture during the commemoration, it's as if the words transport me back in time to the upper room sitting with Jesus and his friends. Key moments from the Bible unfold, like when Jesus washed his disciples' feet. As Jesus washed the feet of his disciples, he humbled himself and adopted a servant's role. At times in the history of the UK, where I live, the monarch would reenact this Christian message by washing the feet of the poor and giving them donations. Ministers all over the world still wash people's feet. It can remind all of us of the way Jesus humbly loved and served us, and the way he calls us to love and serve each other. Number two is friends gather together. When Jesus gathers his close friends together for a meal, they are celebrating the Jewish Passover, as found in Exodus 12. During this meal, Jesus points to his upcoming sacrifice on the cross. It's impossible to imagine the sorrow and anxiety Jesus experienced. Even his friends couldn't offer him strength. He predicted Judas's betrayal and Peter's denial and loved them still. This caused uncertainty in the room. Everyone wanted to know who the traitor was, and Peter argued with Jesus that he would never deny him. It paints a raw picture of human frailty. Number three is Jesus' fulfillment of the plan of salvation draws near. The Last Supper is the start of the horrific events that lead to Jesus' betrayal, torture, and death. Although the disciples couldn't comprehend it at the time, today we know that Jesus defeated death through his resurrection, and now he offers salvation as a free gift to all who believe in him. Wherever you may be on Maundy Thursday, this special day during the last week of Lent is a wonderful reminder of the love and forgiveness Jesus offers to us, sinful and broken people that we are. The celebration of the Passover in the upper room was the start of a momentous event that would change lives forever, offering hope and salvation to those in the past, present, and future. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. I want you to consider reading John 13, 1 through 38 slowly. And imagine that you are in the upper room while these events take place. What moments stick out to you? Which people do you resonate with? What do you notice about Jesus? Consider spending some time in prayer, talking to Jesus about all this. As you and I can read in John 13:1, before the Passover celebration, Jesus knew that his hour had come to leave this world and return to his Father. He had loved his disciples during his ministry on earth, and now he loved them to the very end. Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible, John 13, verses 1 through 38, to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Are you interested in diving deeper into your scripture? Well, if so, I encourage you to download the Unlocked Devo app from your favorite major app store. We actually have an Unlocked Devo reading plan that you can check out for Easter to get you started. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called Salvation Walk, a poem with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's word in your life.